Anybody that knows me knows what a big deal this is for me right now. I was one of the co-hosts of the Ringer podcast Way Down in the Hole, where we recapped every episode of the greatest television show of all time, The Wire. That's and we have one of the most signature characters in the history of The Wire, the woman who played one of the most signature characters in the history of The Wire, joining us today, Felicia Snoop Pearson. Thank you for joining us today on Higher Learning, Snoop.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know your work from The Wire, but before I get any of my Wire narrow questions, I don't want to talk about what it is that you're doing right now. You're actually... We lost our brother Michael K. Williams. Yes. Devastating loss. Yes. We talked about it here on Higher Learning.
Yeah.
He has an amazing show on Vice TV called Black Market, and you are stepping up to provide some voiceover to some of those episodes that Michael unfortunately wasn't able to do before he left us. The show premieres on January 10th, 2022, obviously. And right. Why don't you just take us through, before you even get into the show, a little bit about how you and him became so tight, how y'all relationship led to you getting on The Wire, and what it means to kind of step in for him and make sure that this project is completed that, you know, he couldn't do it.
You know, my brother wear a lot of hats, man. You know, like he was... amazing man, and for them to, you know, call me to step in, you know, just to, I can't fulfill his shoes, but, you know, just to provide a little help, you know what I mean? And it's like bittersweet, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I wanted him to finish it. I want him to finish his project. I want him to be here. That's like my glue, man. That's like, it's my heart. That's my brother. Like, ain't no acting, ain't no, just because we on set, none of that. It's like two peas in a pot, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, since he first introduced himself to me, because I didn't know who the hell he was. You know what I mean? in Club One in Baltimore, and you know what I mean? Looks can be deceiving. You know what I mean? I thought he was a straight gorilla. Type dude, you know what I'm saying? Right. I don't know who you is. I'm outside hustling. I don't watch The Wire. You know what I'm saying? So I thought he was something else that he wasn't. I mean, like I said, looks can be deceiving, because as soon as he started talking to me, it was like, man, he's so sweet. You like a pot of gold. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like a teddy bear or something. You know what I mean? But you know, Mike was all in all, you know what I mean? He was an activist. He wore a lot of hats. I'd be here all day trying to describe this one man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He was a king. He's legendary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
You guys met in a club. And he said, I mean, you know, like not great things always happen in the club when you meet somebody. Y'all met and it just changed the entire trajectory of your life, you could say. Were you interested in acting in that at that moment? Like he planted that seed. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that conversation, how that came about.
We ain't had no conversation about it. I mean, I just came to the set and I was just talking and, You know, I came to the set to see him. The set was mm-hmm. only like, what, like 2 blocks away from my grandmother's house. Cause at the time wow. I was living with my grandmother. And he called me and my grandma woke me up. I had a hangover. I just left the club. I don't know how he at work. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's at work. I come see him 2 blocks away and they heard me talking and, you know, it just went from there. They just, you think you'll be able to, and, you know, my first words on national TV was about time. I never forget that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I thought your that turn. Was the shit.
Your turn, girl. Your turn, girl. Well, so let me ask you this.
It's about time.
So for people who don't know what was going on, Snoop's character was part of the Stanfield organization. Snoop and Chris, the deadliest team of muscle and was.
But they never had a. They never had a like. They just wrote me in. They never had a role for me.
Oh, word. Yeah. Oh, so they wrote you in after they met you. So you weren't. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, crazy. Nah.
That role probably was for a guy or something, but as soon as they hear me talk and they see that I could read and remember lines, or they play ball game. Yeah, ball right. game. Yeah.
That's incredible.
So so for people who don't know, they were in a bitter war with Omar, who was a stick-up kid in West Baltimore. So this is your dear friend that you haven't realized. And the whole time on the show, you're hunting for him to try to put one in his dome. What was that like when you guys were going through that?
I wish Instagram was around. That's one scene that we go to the hospital when he jumps out the window. You remember that?
Yeah.
And, I go to the hospital looking for him or whatever, but he outside. He kept saying, "I'm right here." Like it was funny. I don't know, man. I get a little emotional, but you know.
I feel you. Go ahead, Rachel.
No, absolutely. I just wanted to ask one more last question about this. Just obviously you telling your story and the relationship that you have with Michael off camera shows the type of person that he is and the powerful person that he is. If you could just maybe share, because you said Instagram wasn't around or social media at the time, share like a fun moment or a funny moment.
What was that around then? MySpace. I wasn't
MySpace, and maybe like the start of Facebook at the end. Like, if you could just share a fun moment that just puts a smile on your face every single time you think about that, and just reminds you of him.
When season, I was just thinking about this because we had press all day today. It was season 4, my first opener. And I go to the hardware store.
One of the greatest things in the history of the show.
Shout out to the writers and shout out to me delivering.
You aren't, man. Yes. You aren't that bump like a motherfucker.
And I didn't know how big the screen opener, like the first opener was. Like, and he kept calling me like, you know what I mean, should I be nervous? He was like, "Is you ready for this? You ready? You gonna kill this? I know you got it. I know you got it. And he came from New York. No, he came from L.A. all the way to Baltimore, and just to sit down with me before I sat down with Ed Burns and David Simon and Nina and George and he was like, "You don't understand what's going on." And then his smile is just contagious. And I started smiling. And I said, "Why are we smiling?" And he said, "Man, you about to be a star. You already a star, but you about to be a star, my little sis. I'm so proud of you." Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Just little, I could go on and on days. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
So I want to talk about the future of Snoop, but before I do, I just want to, because every time I talk to people from the Y, no matter who it is, I was like, yo, you was in the greatest fucking TV show of all time. And not only were you in the greatest TV show of all time, like, you were one of the most memorable characters in television history. Stephen King says you are the most, perhaps the most terrifying female villain ever. I don't even think Snoop was a villain, by the way. I don't think Snoop was a villain. To me, like, Snoop was a gentlewoman. Like, you know, she was just about her shit.
I don't know what you was looking at.
Well, let me tell you why, though. Hold on.
Pushed up the Snoop up in there. You probably would have got your head cracked.
She killed. Let me tell you why I feel like Snoop wasn't a villain. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because if you wasn't in the game, I didn't feel like you had much to worry about from Snoop. Okay. And see, I feel like Marlo was a villain because Marlo just killing security guys and all this stuff, which y'all probably killed him. But is like when Snoop, see how Snoop treated the dude at the hardware store, and Snoop was just in the game heavy. But I feel like Snoop was cool other than that. Anyway, so I'll ask you.
I had a little feeling.
So let me ask you this. I read that you have perhaps a new limited series that you might be working with, that might be coming out with you and Ed Burns, who was one of the EPs of The Wire, about your life. Is that going to be similar to the tone of the show, or is this something completely different?
Now, this is so you got to go and get my book, Grace After Midnight.
Word
you
up.
Know, in my book, I talk about my trials and tribulations that I've been through. I was starting off, my mother was addicted to drugs, and I died 3 times because the drugs was in my system when she was having me. And, came to Oliver Street probably like a month old for real, when the doctors was counting me out. You know what I mean? Like, told the persons, you know, like, don't get too attached to her. You know what I mean? And cross-eyed, went to jail 14 and a half. It's nothing like The Wire. I mean, you're going to see Baltimore, but this is going to get to the real gritty of Baltimore. This ain't no cut cards or nothing. And I'm a female going through them type of things out in the street. You know what I mean? Like, just doing what the guy's doing at the age of 10. You know what I mean? Right. Learning the game. So, you know, it's not nothing to glorify or be proud of, but you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to do them things. The persons, mama and pop, they ain't want me out in the streets, but they was older. And you got to think about, I was adopted. I was thinking like the whole world against me. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm thinking nobody give, excuse my language, 3 fucks about me. You know what I mean? Word. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to cry. You're going to laugh. That's why it got to be a limited series, because my life just continue on. It just keeps going. You know what I mean? So hurt that, man, my brother, he knew the situation before, you know what I mean, his demise. So, you know what I mean, he gave me my flowers. He was so proud of me because Mr. Ed Burns and Philip Michaels, they helped me. Well, Ed Burns, he helped me write my own script. See, I paid somebody to write my script. And then Ed Burns showed me how to write a script. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So I'm ready to eat forever. You know what I mean? He showed me how to fish. So I'm ready to eat forever. And I'm so grateful for that. And then when I told Mike, and he was saying, he was like, oh my God, oh, like you should have seen his eyes, man. Like, I knew something was gonna click in. Yeah, because you know what I mean, y'all make my own table. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then I got Snoopy for love. I'm looking for love, man.
Okay, now Snoop, before I ask you about the dating show, I love this. Before I ask you about the dating show, are you gonna star in this limited series, or are you just gonna be
I still gonna get away with, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you look, I mean, yeah, it don't look like nothing, exactly. I'll be real with you, Snoop, it look, you popped on, I was like, God damn, that's Snoop. Just like the same thing. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
So, go ahead, Rich.
The dating show. Now, Snoop, yes, I come from a dating show. That's my wheelhouse there. I come from the Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Well, let me get close on it.
Okay. Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah. But I love that you're doing this for yourself, because I wasn't sure if this was you looking for love or you were just behind this concept. So you're looking for love. What made you want to say, I want to put myself out there? Because you got to be a little bit vulnerable to do this kind of thing. I mean, and it's a different side of you people are going to see, right?
Yep, exactly. And that's what I want people to see, the different sides of me. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid. You straight, by the way? You on my side?
I found love on the show.
But I don't care. Yeah, but I don't care that you straight. I still push up on you and ask you, can I take you out on a date? Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? That's how my show coming, man. It don't matter if you straight, crazy, gay. You know what I'm saying? Long as you're a female, I got you. But, you know, I'm looking for love.
So, I got one more question for you. go ahead. I got one more question for you. All right. Now, we had Amari Hardwick on here. He played a Ghost on Power.
Right.
We asked him to rank the three shows, Power, Snowfall, and The Wire. Mm-hmm. He put The Wire first.
Good man.
He put Snowfall, I think. He put The Power second, and he put Snowfall third. All right.
What I got to pick out of them three?
I mean, what do you think the order is?
Them three, though.
Yeah,
them three.
Okay.
The Wire, Snowfall, and Power. What's your order?
Yeah, I go with his order. Nah. I go with the Wire, Power, then Snowfall. That's my.
So that's what he said.
I fuck with Power. Yeah.
Yeah, The Wire, Power, the Snowfall.
Yeah, I'm fucking with 50.
Yeah, that's the homie right there. Look, Snoop. Yeah.
Oh, I want to ask her one more question. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, you got
it. You're building a foster home in Baltimore. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So, like I said before, you know, I'm a foster child. So, you know what I mean? I go where my heart at. And my heart is with helping people, period. But kids is my dear and to my heart. And Baltimore, I got a dual home. It's called Utopia, if you know the meaning of Utopia.
Oh, that's so
nice. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, like I'm just out here, man. I'm around, but I'm not around, but I'm around.
Word. That's amazing. Yeah. Snoop.
Yes, it is.
The show is Black Market with Michael K. Williams. It is premiering on January 10th on Vice TV. Also, it seemed like you got a full plate. You got the reality show you're shopping. You got the limited series you got coming out. And then you're building a foster home for the kids in Baltimore. I am overjoyed.
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you. I think I know a little bit about your life story.
Yeah,
you
are truly a triumph. I'm going to come back and mess with you, man.
Please.
I got you. Right. When everything starts, I got you, man.
All right. Appreciate you joining us today.
All right.
Yes,
thanks for having me. Take care.